You will hear an interview with a woman called Maggie Taylor, who is talking about garlic. On today's program, I'm speaking to Maggie Taylor and finding out about her love of garlic. Where did this all start, Maggie?
I think it started when I went to university about 30 years ago. Garlic wasn't something you often found in many English kitchens at that time, not among the older generation anyway. My mum certainly never used it, and when I went to university, I started seeing other students cooking with it for the first time.
So how did it go from that to your current love of garlic?
I think my interest in it has just developed over the years. I studied cookbooks and of course discovered what a difference it can make to a meal. Actually, garlic turned me into a cook, as I'd never really done much of that before. And because it's used all over the world, I've learnt to cook some interesting dishes.
Garlic has health benefits too, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It has a very long history of being used as a medicine. Research shows that it can reduce heart disease. Some people believe that garlic can be used to fight off the common cold, though I'm not sure about that. I've even heard it can be used for some skin conditions.
Have you tried to grow garlic yourself?
I have, yes. The first time I tried to grow it, I used garlic from the supermarket, but I later discovered that this isn't really suitable for an English garden. You need to find garlic that has been selected for different climates. It used to be difficult to find the right type, but these days it's quite easy to find the kind that grows well here.
And were you successful?
Yes. I didn't do very well to start with, but I've been more successful recently. You must remember to plant it out in the autumn for best results, and it's usually ready to dig up around July when it's still green. Then you hang it somewhere warm and dry in the sunshine. Once you've picked it, garlic will last for up to a year.
And finally, have you got a favourite recipe using garlic?
Well, there's a soup I cook that contains 25 cloves of garlic. I can't say my family like it. They're afraid it will make their breath smell. Personally, I think the smell of garlic is wonderful. But they're wrong to worry anyway, as when garlic is cooked slowly over a long period, it becomes mild.
Now listen again. On today's program, I'm speaking to Maggie Taylor and finding out about her love of garlic. Where did this all start, Maggie?
I think it started when I went to university about 30 years ago. Garlic wasn't something you often found in many English kitchens at that time, not among the older generation anyway. My mum certainly never used it, and when I went to university, I started seeing other students cooking with it for the first time.
So how did it go from that to your current love of garlic?
I think my interest in it has just developed over the years. I studied cookbooks and, of course, discovered what a difference it can make to a meal. Actually, garlic turned me into a cook, as I'd never really done much of that before. And because it's used all over the world, I've learnt to cook some interesting dishes.
Garlic has health benefits too, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It has a very long history of being used as a medicine. Research shows that it can reduce heart disease. Some people believe that garlic can be used to fight off the common cold, though I'm not sure about that. I've even heard it can be used for some skin conditions.
Have you tried to grow garlic yourself?
I have, yes. The first time I tried to grow it, I used garlic from the supermarket, but I later discovered that this isn't really suitable for an English garden. You need to find garlic that has been selected for different climates. It used to be difficult to find the right type, but these days it's quite easy to find the kind that grows well here.
And were you successful?
Yes. I didn't do very well to start with, but I've been more successful recently. You must remember to plant it out in the autumn for best results, and it's usually ready to dig up around July when it's still green. Then you hang it somewhere warm and dry in the sunshine. Once you've picked it, garlic will last for up to a year.
And finally, have you got a favourite recipe using garlic?
Well, there's a soup I cook that contains 25 cloves of garlic. I can't say my family like it. They're afraid it will make their breath smell. Personally, I think the smell of garlic is wonderful. But they're wrong to worry anyway, as when garlic is cooked slowly over a long period, it becomes mild.